We're going to stay in California now, but go well south of Hollywood, 15 miles from the border of Mexico. There you'll find the city of El Centro in the state's Imperial Valley, and it has something most hard luck towns don't, the Blue Angels. For 45 years, it's been the winter training home of the Navy's Flight Demonstration Squadron. Gloria Hillard reports that the Blues, as the locals call them, help this economically depressed town look up.
It's called the Hay Bales, a dusty crop field a stone's throw from the runways of El Centro's Naval Air Facility. Lisa Gallinet has been watching the Blue Angels from here ever since she was a kid.
Now they're going to clear the field. They'll make sure there isn't any other crop dusters or any other planes in the air.
It's early morning, and a dozen or so people are perched alongside the irrigation ditches. The Blue Angels training schedule is like a daily weather report here. The town's alarm clock is the sound of F-A-18 Hornets firing up their engines.
Jets 1, 2, 3, and 4 will take off in their diamond.
Ready, split. Ready to go, boss. We're clear for takeoff. Winds are calm. Smoke off now.
12-year-old Josh Barnes' neck is craned upward, his hands dug deep in the pockets of his hoodie. He's been coming here since he was 3, he says, knows all the maneuvers.
Let's see here. Loop, break, cross. It's really thrilling and exciting to see them fly.
When he was Josh's age, that's what Brad Lucky thought. Today, at his home, the 57-year-old farmer is surrounded by Blue Angels memorabilia, model planes, photos, decades of memories.
We had them up the house, you know, once a week. Then in 1991, they afforded me the title of honorary Blue Angel because I tried to make them part of my family. And that was their way of saying thanks.
For 3 months, it is absolutely a soundtrack of the city.
Sedalia Sanders is the mayor of El Centro.
Do we get used to it? We look forward to it. It would be similar to what I would say Capistrano likes when they have the swallows come back. We're very excited when the Blues come back to town.
When their feet are on the ground, the Blue Angels will visit hospitals and schools and attend parties in their honor.
We actually spend more time in El Centro than we do in our home in Pensacola.
Captain Greg McWhirter is the team's flight leader.
Now, we show up with a rather large footprint. We've got noisy aircraft, we've got a ton of sailors and marines, we've got equipment, and we've got requirements. And you'd be amazed how welcome we are here.
And in recent years, the Blue Angels have been a welcome distraction for a town dealing with an unemployment rate that hovers around 27%. There's a shared sense of pride as they watch the team come together, perfecting those jaw-dropping maneuvers.
Boys, up. Up and down at 360.
And when it's time for the Navy's Flight Demonstration Squadron to take its show around the country, a little bit of the Imperial Valley goes with them.
It's a good feeling. They've done a fine job, they're ready to go, and they're taking off.
And then it will be a long, hot, and quiet summer around here. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.